This is the Simply Charlotte Mason audio blog with Sonia Schaefer. Today's topic, More Poems to Enjoy, Holmes and Whittier. I love Charlotte Mason's permission to simply enjoy poetry. The weekly happy opportunities to read a poem with my children have enriched my own spirit. There's something refreshing about having the freedom to make my own relations with the poems, to notice for myself certain lines and turns of phrases that speak to my soul, to smile inwardly at how the poet used just the right, sometimes unexpected, word to convey his idea. And it's especially satisfying when you see those same personal relations being formed in your children. I have read poetry to all of my children. Lately, it has been just my youngest, as she is the only one I am still homeschooling. Because of her special needs, I haven't been sure that she gets poetry or enjoys it, and I rarely require her to recite one because of her speech issues. Well, the other day, we saw some pictures of children digging in the sand on the beach, right at the water's edge. My daughter glanced my direction out of the corner of her eye to make sure she had my attention, and proceeded to quote word for word "At the Seaside" by Robert Louis Stevenson. Then she added, "I read that poem today." I was gobsmacked. Charlotte mentioned that different poets will appeal to different children. You never know which one will find a special place in your child's heart or your own heart. We are happy to announce the addition of two new poets to our Enjoy the Poems collection, Oliver Wendell Holmes and John Greenleaf Whittier. Oliver Wendell Holmes had a dry wit that crept into some of his works. In others, he combined powerful words that make you pause and ponder a deep truth of life. And in some, he used both his wit and his poignantly phrased insights. As a Quaker, John Greenleaf Whittier felt called to use his poetry to encourage man and honor God. Many of his poems reflect his love for nature and the simple things in life, often drawing a moral from an everyday incident. Each Enjoy the Poems book gives you a delightful living biography about the poet, 26 of his poems, helpful word definitions and background notes, a week-by-week schedule, and encouraging tips and Charlotte Mason quotes on poetry. Two new poets to share with your children and yourself. Two more opportunities to enrich your lives. You have been listening to the Simply Charlotte Mason audio blog, a reading of the weekly blog post from our site. You can always find the latest posts at simplycharlottemason.com or subscribe to our audio blog through the iTunes Store. Thanks for listening.